November 28th. Compassion and goodness. Can compassion, that sense of goodness, that feeling of the sacredness of life about which we were talking last time we met, can that feeling be brought into being through compulsion? Surely, when there is compulsion in any form, when there is propaganda or moralizing, there is no compassion, nor is there compassion when change is brought about merely through seeking the necessity of meeting the technological challenge in such a way that human beings will remain human beings and not become machines. So there must be a change without any causation. A change that is brought about through causation is not compassion. It is merely a thing of the marketplace. So that is one problem. Another problem is, if I change, how will it affect society? Or am I not concerned with that at all? Because the vast majority of people are not interested in what we are talking about, nor are you, if you listen out of curiosity or some kind of impulse and pass by. The machines are progressing so rapidly that most human beings are merely pushed along and are not capable of meeting life with the enrichment of love, with compassion, with deep thought. And if I change, how will it affect society, which is my relationship with you? Society is not some extraordinary mythical entity. It is our relationship with each other. And if two or three of us change, how will it affect the rest of the world? Or is there a way of affecting the total mind of man? That is there a process by which the individual who is changed can touch the unconscious of man?
This has been an excerpt from The Book of Life, Daily Meditations with Krishnamurti, published by Harper One and read for you by Zach Valenti. For archived episodes, more information about the project, and contact information, you can visit www.focused.af. Thank you for listening, and tune in tomorrow for a new episode.